All right, let me tell you. We begin today's Shir Daf Nun. We're going to begin the Mishnah Daf Mem Tesim Beis. Ketz Mizamni. The Mishnah wants to know what exactly is the proper Nusach for Zimun that we've been discussing in this whole parak. Begins the Mishnah with Shloisha. If there are three people, Omer Nevorech. We say Nevorech. We all say, let's get together to bless Hashem. And like we know, the minig is, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, Lalocha, the Mishnah begins after that. We begin Birchas HaZimun with Rabbi Yisrael Nevarech or Rabbi Yisrael Zvalon Benshin, because every Dovish of a Kedusha requires Hazmana, requires preparation. So by saying Rabbi Yisrael Nevarech or Rabbi Yisrael Zvalon Benshin, that is the preparation to doing the mitzvah. Our Mishnah says, now that we've prepared ourselves to do the mitzvah, what is the proper nusach? It says b'shloish ha'im nevarech b'shloish v'hu. If there are four people, that means we have the mezamein and three more people, we could say he could say baruch hu, you bless, because we have enough people, we have a quorum without him. Similarly b'asara, by 10 people we say nevarech alakenu, since we have 10 people we could say Hashem's name. B'asara v'hu, if we have 10 plus 1, so the mevarech is not required for the minyan, he could say baruch hu. Says the Mishnah, Echra Sarva, Echra Sar Ruba. It doesn't make a difference if it says 10 or 10,000. B'meya, that's the Tanakama. B'meya, when you have 100 people, Oim and Nevarach, Hashem Olokeinu. Yeah, Hashem Olokeinu. B'meya, v'hu, if there's 100 plus him, you could say Baruch, like we said, because we have enough people without the Mevarach. Bela, for Oim and Nevarach, Hashem Olokeinu, Olokei Yisrael. Bela, for who Oim and Baruch. He could say the Baruch because we have enough without him. Ribuaim in the Baruch Hashem Elkeinu, Elkei Yisrael, Elkei Tzvakos, Yoshev Kruva Hashem that sits on top of the base of Migdash, Alamazin Shalchalmu. Rabbi Vahu, Aim the Baruch. Kenyan Shehu Mavarech, as the Mavarech begins, Kach Oinem Achrov. So are they respond. So we have a situation of 10,000. They say Baruch Hashem Elkei Yisrael, Elkei Tzvakos, Yoshev Kruva Alamazin Shalchalmu. Based on what the mezamein starts, that's the response. Interesting, the Tosfos Yontif says, it's interesting, by Birchas HaMazon we're saying that at least if you have 10 people or more, what Shem Hashem do you use? Use Elokeinu. What is the Shem Hashem we use by Birchas HaTorah? Baruch Ato Hashem. Nice in the Torah, we use the Shem Hashem. Why do we use over here Elokeinu and over here Hashem? So you know that Elokeinu is Midas Hadin. Hashem is Midas Harachmin. Berachas Hamazon we say for Panosa, Man de Yov Chai Yoy Mezonin. The person Hashem who gives us life will give us something to eat. Everybody has something to eat, some more, some less. So we could say Elokeinu Midas Adin, we deserve it Al Pi Din, according to the rules. Torah, not everybody deserves Torah. So that we ask for Hashem Midas Harachmim, that we should be Zoicha to learn Torah. Rav Yosef Goyim Omer Lefi Roiv Akol Hei Mevorchim, based on the amount of people that are in the group, that's the nusach that's used. Shenema, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, b'makehelos baruch alakim, according to the congregation, we bless Hashem, Hashem mekal Yisrael. Amar b'kivus, b'kivus says, ma matzinim beis haknesses, just like we find in the beis haknesses, echad merubim vech meutim, whether it's a big group or a smaller group, oim baruch Hashem. Either say Baruch Hashem, or Yishmul says Baruch Hashem and Mevayrach. We always use the same nusach. Similarly, they say by Birchas HaMazon we should always use the same nusach. As Tosfos, Rabbi Yossi agrees that by davening we always use the same nusach. So why does he say that by Birchas HaMazon we don't always use the same nusach, and by davening we do? So he says Tosfos has a very interesting teretz. He says davening, even if you have a large group, the group is not really kavua. The group is not really set there because people come and go by davening. By eating, as we've been learning, you have to have a kavias to sit together. So the group that you had to eat, that's the group you're going to have. It's the group that's going to remain. So that's the group. We count the number of people in the group, and based on that count, we say the nusach, which is appropriate. Important, Tosfos also says that the nusach should always be nevarach eloikeinu. We don't say nevarach leloikeinu, we say nevarach eloikeinu. Amishmu begins the Gemara. Lo'olam al-yetzei adam es atzman aklal. A person should not separate himself out from the group. And that's why you shouldn't say Baruch Hu, because Baruch Hu is separating yourself. He's saying, I'm telling you, This way Rashi learns the Gemara. I'm telling you to bless as if I'm not part of the group. Ask Tosfos right away. So how come we say by davening, Baruch Hu Hashem HaMevorach? I'm excluding myself. So Tosfos says, since you say Baruch Hu Hashem HaMevorach, so by saying the word HaMevorach, you're including yourself in the group, and that's why it's not a problem. Ask the Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we just learned B'shlosh V'hu Ayim Baruch Hu, that when you have more than three people, if you have four people, you can't say group. What? Because that doesn't fit into, that's a nusach for tefillah, it's not a nusach for Birkas HaMazon. And it says the Gemara, Eim Af Baruch Hu. When you have more than three people, you could say Baruch Hu. However, Mekom Mokim Nevarech Odev. It's preferable to say Nevarech. Why? Because by saying Nevarech, you're including yourself in the group. Domer Rav Adabar Hava, Amri Bei Rav, Tanina. We learned in the Mishnah. We're going to learn the Mishnah soon. Vav Nechlokim. If you have six people eating together, you separate yourself, you could separate into two groups of three. Ad Yud. Until up to 10 people. Once you have 10 people, you shouldn't separate because then you have the opportunity to say Elokeinu. Says the Gemara. Iyam b'shlam nevarich adif. If you're going to say the nevarich is better, or Taisha says well, at least as good as Baruch Hu, mishum hachim nechlokim. So even if you have six, and you'll have two groups of three, you'll still be able to say nevarich. But, Eli amrit Baruch Hu adif, it's better to say Baruch Hu. And like we learned in the Mishnah, the minimum amount of people that you can have to say Baruch Hu is four. Amay nechlokim. How could six divide into two groups? Now you won't have a group that could say Baruch Hu. It's anyway better to say Nevarich. So when you have a group of six, you could have two groups of three, that each group will be able to say Nevarich, which is Shema Minah, which is perfect. Tani Namehochi. We learned in a Braisa. Bein Shama Baruch Hu, whether he used the Nusach of Baruch Hu, Bein Shama Nevarich, or he used the Nusach of Nevarich, Ein Toysun Asai, it's fine. Ein Toysun Asai Alkach. However, the Nakdonim means the perfectionist, Toysun Asai Alkach. They tell a person, watch what you're saying, because it's better to say Nevarach than Baruch Hu. Continues the Mishnah, Gemara, Umibachosov Shul Adam, from the way a person says a bracha, Nikr, we could tell, and Talmud Chacham Hum Lav, if he's a Talmud Chacham or not. Ketzed. Rabbi Omer, Uvetuvai, if somebody says Uvetuvai Chayinu, I raise a Talmud Chacham. That means that everything that we have, Hashem gives all the good in the world. But if you say Umituvai, that means only some of the good comes from Hashem, but he's not the only source of good. Harezabor, Omle Abayler of Dimi, so Abay asked of Dimi Vaksiv, Umbe Bechoscha Yivarech, Beis Avedecha, Loilam, Hidavit Hashem, from your bracha, we your servants should be blessed. So you see, Mi Bechoscha, we just said when you use the Nusach of Mi Bechoscha, it's inappropriate. And it says, the Gemara B'Sheil Hashani, dear, you're asking, so it's inappropriate to ask for a lot. So you ask for it in a more limited fashion. Ask the Gemara, B'shayla nami oksiv. But by shayla, there is a concept of asking for a lot. Because it says in the Pasuk that we say every day, Harche pihu peicha v'amaleu, open up your mouth wide, and I will fill it up. So you do ask for a lot. And it says the Gemara, Hu b'divrei Torah oksiv. To ask for learning, to ask for ruchnius, a person, no limit. When it comes to gashmius, that's when it's a difference. Tanya Rabbi Oima. B'tuvah chayinu, if somebody says B'tuvah chayinu, we live, harei zeh talmud chacham, because he's including himself in the group. But if he says B'tuvah chayim, from your goodness is their life, harei zeh bor, because as if he's again he's not including himself in the group. Narabloi masni ipcha. Narabloi says chayim is better than chayinu, however less helchus can abloi, and that's how we say chayinu. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, nevarach shechalom mishaloi. If we say we bless the one who we ate, bless Hashem that we ate from him, hareza talmud chacham. But if we say lemi, from whom shechalnu mishaloi, hareza bor. Why is that a bor? Because again, it seems to say that there's more than one source. Veschas v'sham, there's only one source, Hashem. Amalei Rav Acha b'rei the Rav l'Ravashi, v'amrinon pace by night by the seder. We say lemi she'oslav aseinu v'lonu in the bracha at the end of the. At the end of our God, we make a bracha and we thank Hashem for all the nisim, and we say Lamish Oslav Asenu Velanu, Hashem who made for our fathers and us as Kol Nisim Elu. So we say Lami, from whom? So again, if we're saying Lami seems to indicate that there's more than one source, Chas V'Shalom, how do we say such a nusach? And it says the Gemara, Amalei Hosom Milcha Milsa. There it's obvious that We're referring to Hashem. Kodman of a Nisi, who makes a Nisi? Makadosh Baruch Hu. So can't refer to anybody else. Mash Enkin, here we're talking Birchas Hamazon. We're talking about Parnasa. So a person can make the mistake that there's more than one source for Parnasa, not just Hashem. So we want to avoid it. Amr Rav Yochanan. Baruch Shachalnu Mishloi. If we say Baruch Shachalnu Mishloi, Harei Zeh Talmud Chacham. But if we say Al Hamazon Shachalnu Mishloi, if we just say Alamazon Harezabor. Why? Because it's looks like we're benching the Mazon, not benching Hashem. Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. Loi Amar Alba Gimel. When are these concerns valid? That it looks like you're expressing thanks to somebody besides Hashem when you're benching only with three people. The Lek Hashem Shemayim. When you don't mention Hashem's name, so we could start getting concerned. Chas v'Shalom. Maybe you mean somebody else. Right, but you're not saying Elokeinu. And we said Elokeinu is the main net word. Abba, Sorrow, Dikish Shigim Shemayim, Mucha Milsa. There it's obvious that you mean Hashem. Kritnan, Kenyon Shemavar, Kach Onim Akrov. We say Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzvokas, Yoshev Kruvim, and we say Alamazon Shochanu. We just said that the Nusach of Alamazon Shochanu is inappropriate. How could you say it? Because you said Shem Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzvokas. So we learned in the Mishnah. Echad Asar, Vechad Asar, Ruba. Whether it's 10 or 10,000. Haguf Akasha. So the Mishnah, when you learn the Mishnah simple, there seems to be a contradiction. Amrit Echad Asar of Echad Asar Ruba. It says in the Mishnah whether it's 10 or 10,000 Al-Makiyadodin, it was all the same. Vadetani, and then the same Mishnah we say, B'meya, there's a separate Nusuf for 100 people. Be'elofayim, what's the Nusuf for 1,000? So what is it? B'ribuayim, for 10,000 there's a different Nusuf. Am Rabbi Yosef Lakasha. Har Rabbi Yosef Galili, Har Rabbi Kiva. As we learned in our Mishnah, the machlokes Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Kiva. The Nan, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that the Nusach depends, Lefi Roiv HaKolim Varchim, depending on the amount of people in the group, that's the Nusach that's used. Shenem, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, B'makahelo Yisparach HaLakim, look at the congregation, blessing Hashem. And Rabbi Kiva says, Ma'amatzinu Beisa Knesset, just like we find by davening one uniform Nusach, the same by benching. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, high crowd, Rabbi Yosef Glili, my overlay. What's he going to do with the pasuk that Rabbi Yosef Glili just said of a Mekahelos that seems to say it depends on the size of the congregation? Answer the Gemara, we need it for the Bryce that we learn. Because Hay Remeya Omer, Remeya said, even fetuses who are in their mother's womb, Amushir Alayam, when we came to Kriyas Yamsuf, they said the Shira, Shinema, B'makahelos, Baruch Hu Elokim, in a congregation we bless Hashem, Mekar Yisrael, from the source. What's the source? The babies in their mother's stomach. V'idach, so Rabbi Kiva has a very good limit to this pasuk. So how could Rabbi Yosef Glili use this pasuk? To teach us that the nusach depends on the size of the group, we need the pasuk to teach us that even children, even fetuses, blessed Hashem. He says the word that we will learn from the word makar. The word makahelos is left over to teach us that it depends on the size. And from here we see the importance, the Sfarim say, the Ma'ariv Yavak says, that a pregnant mother, how careful she should be, what she does and what she eats and where she goes while she's pregnant. Because it has a tremendous influence on the child for the rest of his life. As we see in the Gemara, these children said Shira. There's a story I saw from the Kol Aryeh. The Kol Aryeh was a very choshev rav in Hungary. He said the reason he developed what he developed was that while his mother was pregnant, she once went to a drasha from Amram Chassida. It was a very big rav, and she heard the drasha even though she didn't understand, and ostensibly the baby in the womb didn't either. And when she walked out, she said, "I would like my child to grow up to be like that." That had a tremendous influence, and he remained that way the rest of his life. Amarava. Halach Kribakiva. That's the halacha that we say the same nusach no matter what. Ravina Rav Chama Babuzi Ikulav Eresh Gulusa. Ravina Rav Chama Babuzi came to Eresh Gulusa's home. Kam Rav Chama Vekamahada Beimeya. He was looking, there was a lot of people there, so he was looking for 100 people to have to brich some mazon. Amlai Ravina, Lai Trichas, there's no need to do that. Hach Amarava, Halach Kribakiva. The halacha is Kribakiva that you say the same nusach no matter what. However, the Mishnah Brewer says that there is an inyan that if you eat like with seven people, to try to find a few more people that you should be able to bench with ten. to be able to say Dolokim. Amarov, Kechlin and Rifta Bay Resh Kulusa. When we ate bread in the home of Resh Kulusa, Mivachin and Gimel Gimel, we separated ourselves into groups of three. Ask the Gemara, deliver Chu Yud Yud. Why don't we separate into groups of ten? There were certainly enough people to separate into groups of ten. Answer the Gemara, Sham Resh Kulusa Ikbid. The Resh Kulusa would be offended that if instead of benching with him, we would separate ourselves into groups of ten and not have the whole congregation for benching. So instead, we just benched in groups of ten. Then ask the Gemara, the Nefka Vest Rechus the Resh Kulusa, why don't they wait for the Resh Kulusa's bracha? Answer the Gemara, I did the Afshi Kula Alma. Since there were so many people there, like Shami, they won't hear the Brichas Hamazon from the Resh Kulusa. And if you don't hear too much noise, and if you don't hear the bracha from the Mevarech, then there's no point in being part of the Zimun. So firstly, there's a Machloikus Rishonim. What does it mean that you don't hear the Mevarech? Does it only refer to the Zimun, or does it refer to the whole Brichas Hamazon? There's a Machloikus. Some say only the Zimun, and others say if you can't hear the whole benching, it's up. Then you don't have to join. The Shevet Alevi asks a question like this: what is the halacha if you can hear, you only can hear through a microphone? Is that considered hearing or not? So he says a very interesting halacha. He says that even though in certain aspects in halacha, a microphone may not be acceptable, that means hearing the Megillah through a microphone may be unacceptable, because wherever there's a chiyuv kriya, you have to hear the kriya from the Baal Kriya himself, not through a microphone. Here, however, there's no chiyuv kriya. There's only a chiyuv to hear a zimun, and therefore, you could, even if you only can hear it through a microphone, you have to. That's considered hearing. Now, this Gemara is a very relevant question. There's a very relevant halacha l'maaseh question. We all go to weddings, and we don't want to stay till the end of the wedding. But by not staying, so what do we do? To make a zimun of 10 people is difficult. First of all, it's hard to get 10 people together. And second of all, from here it seems that just like Resh Kulusa would get offended by separating into 10, so the Baal Simcha would also be offended if everybody's going to start making their own groups of 10. There's also Shali, maybe Mechuv, then in Sheva Brachas. So what do people usually do? They divide themselves into groups of three. But how can you divide yourself into a group of three? You're losing the opportunity for Elokeinu. That's why some people don't wash when they go to wedding. It's a Sudas Mitzvah. So I saw a few answers to that shaila. The Magen Avraham says that you are allowed to leave if you're going with Tzarich Mitzvah. So if you're leaving for Tzarich Mitzvah, then you can leave. The problem with that is, first of all, not everybody is necessarily leaving for Tzarich Mitzvah. And in the Magen Avraham, there's a shaila, does it have to be a Mitzvah D'oraisa, or could even be just a Mitzvah D'rabbanan? So a Mitzvah D'oraisa is even harder that a person is leaving for. So Rav Moshe brings in the tshuvas that what a person should do, he says it from the Chacham Shloima, from the Marshal, that when the person sits down to the wedding meal, he should have in mind that he doesn't want to be kaveya for a zimun, and since he's not being kaveya for a zimun, he never had a chiv zimun and he could leave. That's Rav Moshe. The Aruch HaShulchan says a very nice word. Based on
what if someone then goes to join us?
He could join, but he doesn't have to join. The Aruch HaShulchan says a very interesting word. The Aruch HaShulchan says, here we see that a person's honor to a degree supersedes Zimun. Because instead of having Zimun with 10 and Resh Lakish getting offended, they said we won't have Zimun of 10. So we see a person's honor supersedes. The same thing, if a person sitting by a wedding very late is going to cause him discomfort, so a person's discomfort will also supersede his need to wait for a minion, and he can leave before the minion. Aruch HaShulchan.
He says about weddings too?
He says by any suda that it would be uncomfortable for you to have to wait a long time. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav HaTosfot. So Rav HaTosfot said, as three people eat together, and one benched before the other group, in a nefkum zimun today, they could still have him join in the zimun. However, when he answers that afterwards, he won't be yoitz the mitzvah. Why? If you say zimun, I'm afraid you can't have zimun after you already said birch samazon, and he already said birch samazon. Rav Shmuel Omer that the right nusach by davening is Baruch Hashem Amvar. Says the Gemara, Rav from Bapapi Ikal Abay Knisht Dabay Gibber. He came to the shul in Abi Gibber. Kam Kar B'Sifra. He got up to the Amid. Vama Baruch Hashem. He just said the word Baruch Hashem. Vishtak. And he was quiet and he did not continue. V'lo Yama Mavaruch. Afshe Kulam. So everybody began to scream. Baruch Hashem Hamavaruch. What you're supposed to say is Baruch Hashem Hamavaruch. Amar Rava. So Rava told him, Pass your Uchma. You black utensil. Why are Talmid Chacham called a black utensil? Because they're black. They don't pay attention to the Gashmias. They're busy learning. Bahadi pluk the Lamaloch. First of all, why do you involve yourself in the machloikis if the nusach is Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem Avarach? Void, Hanag, Amik, Rabbi Shmuel. Amik is to say, like Rabbi Shmuel, Baruch Hashem Avarach. Says the Mishnah. Gimash Achel Ka'achas. If three people eat together as a group, and Rishon Mulchalik, they can't separate themselves. V'chein Dal, V'chein Chemisha, because they have to do Zimun. Vav, if you have a group of six, Nechlokim Arasar, they could divide themselves until 10 people. I don't know. But sorry, nechlokim at the chof, and 10 till 20. Shtei chabur sha'ayachus b'ayis echad. You have two groups eating in one house. Bezmanch muktzos and roinus elus elu. If they could see each other, hare elu mitstarfim zimun. They could join together. V'lav, but if they can't see each other, elu mizam latzim v'elu mizam latzim. Each group has to say birch zimun separately. So I saw two shayos la'loch l'maisa. What happens if you're in a very large room? You can't see each other, but they have a closed circuit television. And through the closed circuit television, they can see each other. They have like a dinner, they have the video. Is that considered that they can see each other? So Rav Zilberstein says that's not considered seeing each other. Seeing each other means you have to really be able to see each other. But where is the Shaila very relevant? The Shaila is, let's say you're sitting in a restaurant, or in a hotel, or in a yeshiva lunchroom, and you have people sitting at different tables, everybody eating their own meal. And could they join together? But you don't have a minion at one table. You might not even have a zeman at one table of people who ate mezainus or bread. Could they join together people from different tables? So the Michas Yitzchak has a long tshuva about this, and he paskins that in a yeshiva, since everybody's in the one yeshiva and they're on the one schedule and they're eating out of one dining room, they're just sitting at separate tables because you can't have everybody sit at the same table. There's just not enough room. People from different tables who see each other could join in a zimun. But in a restaurant or hotel, even though we're eating in the same dining room and we could see each other, each table is a totally separate table and we can't join for a zimun together. Continues the Mishnah. Eim avarchem al yayin. You can't make a bracha bari pri agaf on wine. Actually, toich amayim diver belezer. Belezer says you can't make a bracha until you put water into it, until you dilute it, because in those days the wine was very strong. Chama avarchem you can. Ask the Gemara, my commandment, what is our Mishnah teaching us? Tanina Chadazimna, we already learned this thing once. Because we learned, Gimel Sha'ochel Ka'achas, Chayovin Lazamin. That if three people eat as a group, they have to say Zimun. Answers the Gemara, Ha Kamashman Kiyodam Rabbah Mishmul, Gimel Sha'ochel Ka'achas. If three people sat together, Vadayin Lay Ochlu, even though they didn't eat yet, but they will convey themselves together, Ainu Shayin Lachalit. They already can't separate themselves. Lishnachwina, what is the lesson of the Mishnah? Amr Abba Mishmul Hachtani. Gimel Shiyashu Lach Kachas. Three people are sitting together to eat together. Api Shukal Echad Ve'echad Oichem Kiploy. Everybody's eating their own lunch. That means three people are eating to sit down to eat lunch in a dining room at one table together. But everybody brought their own lunch. Enu Shem L'chalak. They can't separate. Inami. Kihad Amr Avhuna. Dom Avhun. Gimel Shabba Gimel Chaburus. You have three groups of three people, of people. And each group has a zimun. Enu shayin l'chalak. You can't form a new group from separating yourself from those groups. Says the Gemara, Amrav Chizda, V'hu shabam gimel chaburis shagilam ne'odim. That each group originally had three people. So there was a chiv zimun in each group, so you can't form a new group. However, Amar Rava, V'loy amaran el dagdi mahanech v'azman alayu b'duchtayu. Avan azman alayu b'duchtayu, So Rashi explains the Gemara like this. The groups that you started with, let's say there were four in each group. So now, when you leave, there's still three in that group. So since there are three in that group that I left, so that group could still do Zimun without me. So that's why the new group that formed can't do a new Zimun. Taisa says, and that's the way it's compassed in Shulchan Aruch, it's not that they have enough to do Zimun. They actually had to have done Zimun. That means, if I left, I was part of a group. There were four in the group. We have three groups of four. And one member of each of the group left. So you have three groups of three left, and we have the new group of three. If the new group of three says Zimun before the old groups, that's fine. But if the old groups say Zimun prior to the new group saying Zimun, then they can't say Zimun anymore. Why? Because their Zimun was already accomplished with their old groups. However, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that is only if the new group did not eat together. But if after the new group formed, they also ate together, even if the old groups still are intact and said Zimun, the new group will also be able to have a Zimun. Amarava, Mnah Minalof, from where do we see that something that breaks remains broken? That means if you lost your Chiv Zimun, it remains lost. That's not. The halacha is that all utensils can become Tameh. But if a utensil breaks, it loses the Tumah. Mita Shenignava Chetzia. A bed that half of it was stolen, that means it broke. Or Shav the Chetzia, got lost. Or Shechakua Achma Shutfim, it was divided. Tahira. It's Tahar. It loses its Tumah. Hechzirua, if it's put together again. Mikana Kabelas Tumah. It's Mikabel Tumah. However, only Mikana Lahaba, into the future. Mikana Lahaba in, Mafreya Loy. Alma, what do we see? Kivin the Pelgu, once it's broken, Parch Le Tumaminei. Hachadam, Kivin the Asman, once the group that I was part of is either remaining according to Rashi, or it said Zeman according to Taisvis remains, from me, the person who left, Parch Zemimenayu, unless like Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, I do something to reestablish the Zeman by eating. This Gemara, that once something is broken, it falls apart. I saw two shayles la'aloch l'mais gebayit in this Gemara. One is, the aloch is like this. When somebody's wife is in nida, he's not allowed to eat her leftovers if she's in the room. But let's say somebody, if the wife leaves the room, he's allowed to eat the leftovers from a plate. If she puts it back into the pot, you're always allowed to. But from a plate, you're allowed to eat if she leaves the room. So what's going to be the aloch like this? Somebody was eating together with his wife, and she had leftovers on her plate, and she left the room, and he started eating. And then she comes back in. Could he continue eating? So the halacha is, once, even the parach minayu, once the issa went off that food, it remains. Then the Tzemach Tzedek says a very interesting story that he passed in from this Gemara. He says there was a city that was looking for a rav, and they had tryouts, and they decided like this. Person 1, 2, 3. They want to offer the rabbanus to number 1. If he refuses, they'll give it to number 2. And if he refuses, they'll give it to number 3. And they offered it to number 1, and he accepted. He came Thursday to become Rav, and Sunday he got another offer, and he went to the next city. So now Mr. Rabbi 2 says, the deal was that if one refuses, then you come to me. But the people are saying, no, once one accepted, the whole deal is off, and we start from the beginning. What's the halacha? Do we start from the beginning, or is this too right in saying, since one refused, that the deal is off, or do we go to number 2? So he said, based on this Gemara, once number 1 accepted, parach minayu, the deal is off, and we start from scratch again. Continues the Gemara. Beis Chaburis, if you have two groups seeing in one place, if they see each other, they could join in a zima. Tana, we learned in a brisa, im yeh shamish b'neim, if there's a waiter who's waiting on all of them, shamish b'tzarfim, he could be the combining force. Says the mission. For the dining room, it probably, and for the restaurant, it wouldn't help, because each one is their own kviyas, even with a similar waiter. And first of all, you don't have to have the same waiter, it's just who the restaurant happens to use. Tana bon, yayin, achloi nosno toichamayim, wine until you put on to it water, you don't make a bar priyagafen on it, because it's not considered. What did we learn earlier in the Masechta? We learned earlier in the Masechta that why do you make a bar priyagafen on wine? Because it's chashiv. When is it chashiv? When it's drinkable. But before it's diluted, it's not really drinkable, and that's why it's inappropriate to make the special bracha a bar priyagafen. What's the bracha you make on undiluted wine? Ela bar priyagafen. And since it's not wine, the knife from Menelah Yadayim, you could use it to wash Netilas Yadayim. Other Rishonim say that there's no question that you can't, that from Netilas Yadayim you always have to use water. It means that if your hands are dirty, so wine you're not allowed to use to clean your hands because it's so chashiv. But you could use fruit juice. As long as it's not diluted, it's considered fruit juice. Mishenosmo toichemayim. Once water was put into it, mevarchan labar priyagafin. You already can make a bracha by priyagafin. However, einot menol yadayim. You can't use it anymore for the tilos yadayim. Divrei Rebbe Lezer. Chamaimrim. Benkach benkach. Whether it's diluted or not, mevarchan labar priyagafin. And since you make the bar priyagafin, einot menol yadayim. You can't use it for the tilos yadayim because it's choshev. You can't use it for the tilos yadayim. Ask the Gemara. Kaman oz lahadam shmu. We have a saying from Shmuel, which we'll talk about, that oisa adam called tzrach of the past, a person could use bread for anything. It's going like a Beleza. Because just like a Beleza said that you could use this fruit juice from the Tilos Yadayim, he similarly would say that you could use it for, you could use bread for what you need. And Tosfos says, it doesn't mean that the Chachamim wouldn't agree. The Chachamim is just saying that all wines are bar priyagafen and can't be used for natil shadayim. But they may agree that something that's not hagefen would also could be used for tzrachav. Just Rebbe Lezer is obvious. The Chacham is not obvious, so that's why the Gemara is saying that Shmuel agrees with Rebbe Lezer for sure. Om Rebbe Yosef Bechanina, Moidim Chacham Rebbe Lezer, however the Chacham Moid Rebbe Lezer, Bekoishul Bracha, that a kosh that you use for Brichas HaMazon, Shem Vavarchan Alav, that you shouldn't use it, Achi Yitin Otayich HaMayim, until you dilute it. My tama, I'm Rabbi should be in a mitzvah minamufcha. To make a bracha, we want something to be perfect, and if it's not diluted, it's not perfect. Ask the Gemara. The Gemara said before that Rabbanan say you make a bar priyagafen on wine, whether it's diluted or not. Ask the Gemara, Lamai Chazay, what is wine that's undiluted useful for? Answers the Gemara, I'm Rav Zeira Chazli Karaiti. They had some sort of a drink called karaiti that people drank for some sort of a refuah, which was made primarily out of undiluted wine, honey, and pepper. So since it's primarily wine, and you're supposed to use undiluted wine, so the bari priyagafen is appropriate. Tana Rabban, Dal Dvarim Nemru V'Pas. There were four halachas said regarding bread. Eimanichim Basa Chayal V'Pas. We don't put raw meat on bread, because the raw meat will ooze the juice and make the bread not nice, and we always want to treat bread, since it's the most basic food item, with derech eretz. Veim avoyim kosmol el pas, you don't pass a full cup of liquid over a bread, also because we're concerned that the liquid will pour on the bread. Veim zarkin es pas, you're not allowed to throw bread, again for derech eretz. Veim sarim chen sakar pas, you can't use bread to support the plate. It means, let's say somebody is using, he's lazy to hold up the soup plate, so he wants to put a piece of bread under the soup plate, he shouldn't do it. Amen mazut ravashi, kocha rift about daya dadi. They were eating a meal together. Osla kamri tamri vrimani. They brought to them different fruits. Shokal mazutra, mazutra went, postal kamed ravashi, and he threw to ravashi distana, a piece of meat. Omle le savamar, lohadatanya, ain't zarchin es oichlin, that you're not allowed to throw bread. Answers the Gemara, Hahib Pastanya. What food are you never allowed to throw? Bread. I wasn't throwing bread, I was throwing distana, which is meat. Ask the Gemara, but Tanya, there's another brisa that says, Kishem Shein Zarkim as a pass, Kayach Ein Zarkim as Oichlin. Just like you're not allowed to throw bread, you're not allowed to throw any food. So he said, Amalei, but Tanya, Apish Ein Zarkim as a pass, Ava Zarkim as Oichlin. We have another brisa that you're not. You're allowed to throw food. Bread you're not allowed to throw. Answers the Gemara, how do we reconcile all of these brises? All the kasha. Havim mida b'mimis. In something that gets dirty, so any food item you're not allowed to throw. Havim mida d'loy mimis. In a food item that doesn't get dirty, you're allowed to throw if it's not bread. But bread, you're not allowed to throw even if it doesn't get dirty. Why? Because, as I said before, since bread is the most staple food item, we always have to treat it with the utmost respect. Treating it with the utmost respect means not throwing it. That's why I once saw, and I think it was wrong, that somebody was serving soup, and what they had done was they had like a big challah, and they took out the whole inside of the challah, and they filled it up with soup, and they used the challah as a soup bowl. And I don't know if it's appropriate. It's, you're not supposed to use it. You're not allowed to use bread for anything. You always have to treat bread with the greatest derech eretz. Tana Rabbanan. Mashichim yayim b'tzinoris l'fnei chosin l'fnei kala. They used to juggle pipes, tubes, full of wine in front of a chasm kala for simcha, to show that we're pouring wine at simcha. The zarkim lefneim, we threw in front of them cloves for goyzim, walnuts and nuts, b'maisachama. But dafka in the summer, in those days where they lived in Etzisrael, there was no rain in the summer, so the floor was clean. So throwing these food items didn't prevent you from eating them; they were in a shell anyway. In the rainy season when the floor is dirty, so they get completely ruined, you're not allowed to throw them. Bread, you're never allowed to throw. Because of the chshivas of bread. And that's why Taisa says that although it was a minig to throw wheat or rice in front of a chasm kala, you have to be careful if you throw it that they shouldn't get. What's going to happen is it's going to fall on the floor. And if it's going to fall on the floor, it's going to get ruined. Nobody's going to eat rice or grain that were on the floor, and that's why you shouldn't do it. There's another reason not to do it, because it's a reason that's appropriate to Erev Pesach. What happens if somebody goes to a chasna and they throw grain on the hat, and then it's stuck on your hat, and then you come to eat by the table on Pesach, and you bear down, and the grain may fall into your soup.